Part 2.
So, did you always want to be a chef, to have your own restaurant?
No, not at all. I wanted to be a psychologist. And when I was 18, I came to the UK to study at Kent University. Then I decided I didn't want to be a psychologist after all, and I went travelling for a bit. I'd saved some money at university because I worked in the evenings. I went all around Southern Europe and also to South America, to Ecuador. I tried all sorts of different dishes and fell in love with food again. So I went back to Crete and worked in our family restaurant for 2 years.
Why did you come back to the UK?
Well, I wanted to continue working as a chef, but I needed a bigger challenge. And when I was a student in the UK and I missed good food, I used to save money to go to London to have dinner in a restaurant called Morro. It wasn't Greek food, but it was Mediterranean, Spanish, North African, and I loved it. So when I came back to London, I went to Morro and I said, I want a job. And they gave me one.
And what happened then?
Well, really slowly, through hard work, and after 7 years, I became head chef. It was magic. And then the owners of Morro, Samantha and Samuel Clark, suggested that I help them open Morrito.
How is Morrito different from Morro?
It's the same inspiration, and many of the dishes are similar, but because I run the kitchen, I have been able to have more Cretan dishes on the menu, dishes from my childhood. This week, for example, I'm making dakos, a Cretan salad made with fresh goat's cheese, tomato and bread.
Mm. Do you go back to Crete much?
Yes, I go to Crete maybe 4 or 5 times a year. My family's restaurant is closed now, but I go out for lunch with my friends, the people I miss when I'm in London. Food comes and we share everything. We always order too much, and by the end of it, we feel incredibly full.
Well, Mariana, it's been great chatting to you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.